By Alan Gray, and he had been interested in her. As yeah. Molly said, they hadn't been, they had no understanding or anything of that nature. But Alan was nevertheless interested in Molly. And Robin, I think, was a little concerned that perhaps he was interested in Molly in a way mm-hmm. that where he might have considered asking her to marry him or something like that.
Let's not waffle on about
that. Okay, anyway, this is a very, I think it's a very Spending important thing, because that's why I was taken. I was taken there as
a decoy
to take Molly away from Alan. That's what Robin wanted me there to do. And I did that so well. And Molly and I just paired off, and for the 4 days we were there, except for this friend that Molly had, Seagreed, who was always coming along wherever we went. She never saw Alan hardly at all, and he was, as you have told me, very annoyed.
He was very angry.
He was very angry that she had gotten so interested in me, and he didn't like that. You see, this is why Robin had brought me out there.
To me, they seemed so ancient, though. I was 26, and Robin and Alan were at least, well, 15, Alan was 15 years older than me. That was
41,
yes, middle-aged. I mean, I wasn't interested in anybody as old as 41. And
that probably wasn't the way he
was. I remember that I had arrived and piled up with Seagreed, because we both felt a bit out of our depth in this very religious group. Yeah. Well, mainly women, very few men, and the ones that were young ministers. And I remember Robin giving her long, slow smile at Alan and saying, I think we'll turn Bob Bigelow over to Molly. He looked at the Moira, yes, and he looked a little startled. And then he explained that she had this Canadian soldier who, and she said he hasn't much background, but he is very sincere and very earnest. And he is
earnest about religion, about
religion at that time?
He has never had any religious background, and he has been studying the Bible, and he's terribly sincere. And Sigrid and I sort of rolled our eyes at each other and wondered what we were having turned over to Moira. And Seagreed said to me afterwards, he said, I imagine him rather short and stout with a Bible under his arm. And so I had been there for the whole weekend by this time, and then you had arrived on the train on the Monday. And
where was the train?
It was at Lewiston Manor. Was it had been one of the sort of country homes, country estates, really. It had turrets and
Lyme Regis.
Yes,
it wasn't Devonshire, but right near the Devonshire border, wasn't it?
It was Devonshire, right on the coast there. But it was in great big grounds, and it was used as a boys' school, and this was the holidays, and so it was all divided up into dormitories and church groups. And this church group, known as the Pathfinders, had taken it over, and they had things like treasure hunts, and then in the evenings and so on, it was religious discussions and debates and this sort of thing. And
what on earth were you doing there? I now know Bob's excuse.
Well, Alan Gray, you see, after Alan Gray had known me since I was 10, and he was 25 at the time, and I had quite a crush on him. He was the curate of our church, and he took us to children's church, and I was always one of his favorites. And then he married, and his marriage had been very unhappy. In fact, it had to be annulled because it truly hadn't been consummated. And he wrote me a letter at Christmas time saying that his marriage had been a disaster, and I wrote back and said, mine had too. Robin, he introduced me to Robin Young, and they were trying to get me into something more of a career that was largely through them that I had decided to start nursing and had been accepted by the Middlesex Hospital, managed to get into one of the voluntary hospitals that were easy to get into. On the strength of my father being an architect, oh. The first question they asked was, what did your father do? And
they hadn't learned a lot.
No.
Two world wars. And
so exactly, it was, what did your father do? And so I heard that I was starting in the October, and Alan suggested me coming to this Pathfinder camp. And it didn't really appeal to me, but I didn't like to say no. And I spent the week in,